Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison, and very excited to be at our new home at Cool 100. And a very special guest we have. We're going to talk about the new home buying experience, and I've got the Jeremy Bryant with me. Folks, stay tuned. We're going to have a very exciting show at our new home, Cool 100. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Jeremy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Boy, the first show, and I got asked to be on the show. How did this work out?
You're the star, man. You are the star. Oh, you're my sports hero. More importantly, what I wanted to do, and I kind of went on a limb. I didn't even ask you, but I'm kind of thinking that maybe the home buying experience that Claire and I kind of helped you with was a good one.
It was a good one. Yeah, that was my first house I bought by myself, my own first house, this year, just a few months ago. And it was a long process because of the way the market was. You guys were patient with me, but I found what I was exactly looking for.
And you did the right things. And Jeremy was a great person and a great person to deal with. But you went got pre-approved, and that went good for you.
Yes. In fact, to be honest with you, it was easier than I thought it was.
And where'd you go?
I went to Valerie Priest.
She's one of our sponsors on the show,
too, by the way. One of our sponsors, yeah. Over there at Premier Nationwide.
And she did a great job. And I'm going to tell you, folks, how important it is. And we've said this when Jeremy was looking, and at the time, and y'all know it, that was right when the market was changing, especially right at under 200,000. That market was a hot market.
Yeah, it was. The house that I did have sold that at the perfect time. It was great as a buyer. I'm sorry, it was great as a seller.
Yeah.
But as a buyer, it was not the right time. So, yeah, we waited about 4 months, I think. We looked at a lot of houses, and there were, you know, we made plenty of offers, just was not where I wanted to pay, and not what I was looking for.
Well, and that's one thing that we want to do, and we try real, real hard not to put pressure on anybody. That's what I told you a lot of times. I said, if it's not what you like, let's find something else.
Yeah.
And we did. I think you've ended up – I'm still waiting to see the man cave. I haven't been invited over for the man cave presentation yet.
Well, I haven't had any time off work until finally now. This is my slow time. So, yeah, I'm working on the man cave. I got to find some – maybe if you're handy with the tools, I got to find some guys actually because I'm not even sure where my hammer is right now in my house. It's I'm not exactly the handiest guy. But no, it was a great experience, and it's just something about having your own home, you know, after years of renting apartments and a rent house, just something about coming to your own home and a home that's mine and a great neighborhood and just exactly what I was looking for.
Let's kind of go through the steps for our people that you just kind of did, and you kind of can add to. First off, you went and got pre-approved. Smart, smart man. And you got pre-approved by one of our local lenders, which I think is very, very smart. I think we have wonderful lenders here, and you said that was an easy process. We
sit
face to face, look at somebody. Second, we looked at properties and properties in your price range. We were pre-qualified. We knew what price range you wanted, and actually what you were comfortable with. You know, you could have probably bought. Actually, I know you could have. You could have bought more house than you bought. But you said, "I'm comfortable with this payment. I'm comfortable with this stuff," and I think that's very smart on your part.
Something else too was funny because we looked at a lot of different areas of town. You know, the types of neighborhoods that I wanted, and actually where I ended up moving to and the house that I bought was a part of San Angelo. I knew it existed, but had never really been on that side before or over there off the loop. What do we call that neighborhood?
Colonies.
Yeah. And so it was kind of a hidden surprise, I guess, for me that I did not realize how many there's some just great real estate in that area over there.
And there is. And I think we're blessed with San Angelo. And we're really blessed, thank you, God, for the 10 inches of rain, 9 or 10 inches of rain. And, you know, before that, we were a little paranoid about water, which we're over that thing. The canal's running. I went out and looked at it. Claire and I went and looked at it. How pretty is that? Over the bridge?
Yes.
So.
Lake Nazareth now, 100% full?
Yes.
And you got, even to the point now they're letting water out of Nazareth into other lakes because it's just that full.
Well, and one that you kind of had to overlook because when we were looking at houses, remember the yards didn't look too good then.
No.
So now it's a different story to screen up. And I'm going to tell you this, one where we got lucky, and you did kind of get right on the cutting edge when you were looking, because I think right now you're going to see the prices are going to be even more.
Yes, especially after the rain.
Yes, the rain and the way things are going, the oil field stuff's coming out. I think we're going to have a bright, bright future in San Angelo. So if you're looking, it's still a good time. The interest rates are still low. But what would be your most important thing to tell somebody that's going to be a first-time home buyer?
First-time home buyer, I think for me, it was just being in your comfort zone. So if you're a first-time home buyer, obviously you've been renting your whole life, whether it's an apartment or a house. You want to stay where you're comfortable. I think it's not just in San Angelo. I mean, you know more than I do that so many people – when they buy, whether it's their first, second, or third house in the past, got in trouble because they would buy something outside their range, and they step outside that comfort zone. So for me, that's what it was. It was that. It was, you know, we're all good at what we do for a living. And that's why, you know, I said, hey, this is what you do. I'm trusting you with this because I'm not exactly sure, you know, what I should pay, where I should go, all the steps that I was not really familiar with. And you guys helped me out with that.
So what he really said was call Scott Allison Real Estate first.
Exactly.
No, but what you just said, and Jeremy, I think you're right. You see a lot of people that they'll buy something because they can qualify for it, and then they can't go on vacations. They can't do the things that they want to do. And I'm probably the dumb realtor for saying, no, don't buy too much. I want you to be comfortable. I want you to be where you can have a life.
Well, and especially if you buy a house, maybe it's move-in ready, but there's always things we need to fix up and things that we want to customize to our liking. But if you buy a house that's outside your price range, then you can't afford to do what you want to do.
Okay, so get pre-qualified, stay in your comfort zone. Let's talk about the inspection process.
Yes.
There's a couple of things, and then we kind of and Jeremy's a buddy of mine. I think the world of him. I think he's probably one of the best sportscasters we have in the state of Texas. I think a lot of people would agree with that.
Well, thank you.
But going through the process, first we did the inspections. See what's wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Jerry, what do you think about this? Well, an inspector is going to, and that's his job. Remember that. His
it's always
job
a little
is
tricky.
He's to find every single possible thing
right.
there is. Because if he doesn't, he can get in trouble later. Well, and in this market, too, if you go through, in fact, we're buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things on there that we didn't ask to be repaired because I think it would have made the deal go bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you did the same thing. Now, the things that were important, and there were some things on yours that we needed to address. And you did address.
There were some windows, and there were some things that are the case, I guess, in every house. Might be electrical or might be just small things here or there. But, you know, all the important things we found out and sometimes I think when you're a first-time home buyer and you see that inspection,
you freak out.
Because that inspector makes it sound like Armageddon's coming soon to this house you're about to buy. But it's always worse than it really is on paper.
And that's why we sat down and looked at it. And we went through the stuff and I said, this is something I'd worry. The windows are something that we need to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a roof. You know, if it had aluminum wiring, which it didn't. But things that are major important.
Yeah.
But you've also had people that have brought me back stuff and said, well, we want this scratch fixed and this. I said, well, that scratch was there when you made your offer. You know, but things that are important that you can't know. Or the roof was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, folks, I'm still thinking we're going to get more hail. We're way overdue for a hailstorm.
Yes.
So that's something you want to check.
We've already had a couple, you know, golf ball-sized hailstorms mm-hmm. in certain areas of the town. So I think you're right. I think it's, you know, just like in life with relationships, with sales and work, you always have to pick your battles. And I think it's the same thing here. When you're after an inspection, you got to pick your battles. What's most important?
You know what, Jeremy? I'm going to copy. You know, you're the first time home buyer on this, but I'm going to copy. But that's exactly what it is. Somebody says, well, I want you to do everything. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
Now, not in this market, I promise you. But pick your battles. I love what you just said. Pick your battles, make it go through. We went through that process, negotiated the repairs, then picked a warranty company.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm a huge believer in a warranty company because our water in San Angelo. Thank God we have water. But our water in San Angelo tends to mess up the appliances, the hot water heater, stuff
plumbing,
like that.
Yeah.
So, and the heat, when we go from 32 degrees or 28 degrees, whatever it was, to 107 in a few days, the air conditioning heatings are boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. That's trouble there. And like you just pointed out, and folks, he's 100% right. When you move, you got to change your cable. You got to change your phone. You got to change this. And it's expensive. It's not just a little bit.
It adds up in a hurry.
So you don't need to go pay for a brand new air conditioner that just went out 2 weeks after you closed. That's why I'm a big believer in the warranties
mm-hmm.
to cover it.
Yeah, that was something, again, being a first-time home buyer that I wasn't really familiar with. And you know, an example of how you guys led me down this road saying, you know, this is something that you must, you know, there are certain things you must negotiate, and this is one of them.
Well, and I think you, and hopefully you'll never find out that it's a good deal.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like your health insurance and life insurance. You hope you never need them. I guess you'll actually need life insurance sooner or later. But people say, well, health insurance is a waste. And it's not a waste of money if you need it.
Right.
These warranties, I'm going to tell you, folks, I don't own a warranty company. I don't have anything to do with them other than I believe in them. I believe it protects our buyers and our sellers. Because I think a lot of our sellers, they don't know that there really was something wrong. Because mm-hmm. it wasn't wrong when they didn't realize it. And then the buyer gets it and says, oh, my God, the dishwasher just went out. Well, we just, boom, warranty covers it.
Because the truth is, there's always going to be something that will go wrong those first few months when you buy a house. I don't care how nice the house is, where the house is, it's going to happen eventually in those first few months.
Or how much it costs. There's going to be something, I promise you. Yeah. In fact, brand new. There's always something, so you can do it. we're getting close to the last step, and we're getting close to our break. But the closing, we got our closing statement, our HUD statement. Mm-hmm. Looked over it, saw the different fees. Did anything stick out that you caught that you thought was weird?
Not really. You know, people always talk about closings all the time. That's such a big deal, and it is. But it, I guess, just the, it's almost kind of the celebration of having a new house. I mean, it's just, you know, paperwork. It's the getting the keys, but once you get, I think, to that closing date, that's the easy part to me. At least I thought so.
Well, let me tell you this: the hardest job for a realtor, what people don't understand,
is getting there.
Is getting to the closing table. Yeah. The putting the sign in the yard, the even getting a contract is difficult. Working through the contract's difficult, but with everything going on with the mortgages and stuff, it's a different world out there. So getting to the closing, it is like what you just said. I'm going to copy him on several things today. It's a celebration.
What do I get the copyright this?
You do get the copyright.
I mean, I want to make my money where I can make my money so I can buy another house eventually someday.
And we want you to. Hey, folks, Jeremy, I appreciate everything. I appreciate the comments. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.